And welcome. Aaron McCollum is here from Marine Credit Union. We have a whole bunch of topics to discuss, and it's going to be about money. I don't want you getting depressed because we're here to help you. We're not here to depress you today. And it's about money. And people, some people know how to save and take care of their lives. Some people don't. They go overboard sometimes. So we're going to talk about that. Aaron is in charge of the community projects at Marine Credit Union, which is just on Green Bay, just south of 11, right?
Green Bay and Durand, yes. Yeah. Right next to the good old Qdoba.
Right, I was about to say, where they have lunch every day, Qdoba.
Yes.
And he gets his cell phones fixed at Verizon right next door. You got the whole shopping center set. Okay, so we're here to talk about some of the community projects from Marine Credit Union, and that's who you are. You're the community lead.
Yeah, I serve as the community lead here in Racine, and yeah. It's just a blessing to serve our community. And in addition to leading, I help collaborate with other community leaders and awesome organizations right here in our backyard.
So let's talk about some of them.
Yeah, absolutely. So in case you may not know, this week is National Digital Inclusion Week.
Now, who came up with that?
Actually, that was the National Digital Inclusion Alliance.
Okay.
And so Racine's actually revolutionary in this area where we're seeking to bridge the digital divide. There's a lot of great organizations that collaborate and work to actually help those who don't have the resources or maybe the knowledge and understanding to thrive in today's digital world.
You know, and my mother was, she's since passed, but she was 92 years old and she lived on her phone. She was on Twitter. She was on Facebook. She was on stuff like Instagram. I don't even have Instagram. And she was all over this stuff. Then she was on her her tablet doing everything. So, and she had the latest. I used to go to her sometimes. How did you get on that site? How would you do? She was 92 years old and I'm asking her for advice. So she was very good on it. Some people are good at it. Some people live on in the digital world. My mother was one of them.
Mrs. Rosen's quite the influencer back in her day.
Yes. Oh, she used to fight with everybody on Facebook and Twitter. And she said, look what they said. I said, Mom, are you crazy? Stay off it. What are you arguing with these people for? I mean, it's probably some big obese guy with a sandwich next to him with a ice cream and he's typing on this thing, fighting with a 92-year-old woman. Stop it. But she loved doing it.
Yeah, well, this week we're actually celebrating Digital Inclusion Week at the Racine Literacy Council on Wednesday. There's going to be a free community resource event with a lot of great resources and organizations, workshops, fun prizes, and some refreshments. That's from 4:30 to 6:30.
Now, where is it?
At the Racine Literacy Council, right here in Racine. The address is 734 Lake Avenue in Racine, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Now, if people forget that, they're driving in their cars right now, they can't write it down. Is this on a website or something?
Yeah. Okay. You can check out on the City of Racine on their Facebook and on their website. It's also on our marinecu.com. And you can stay included in the fun activities here. They have a great resource and team that helps thrive and promote not just financial empowerment, but digital empowerment. And that's what we're here to do.
You know, and it's not going away. For people that are afraid of digital, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to get bigger. So, and AI right now is almost freaking me out because I was looking at something two nights ago with my wife, and she says, that's AI. I said, no, it's real. It's a crocodile coming up on this little kid. She goes, no, it's not. It turns out it was AI. I couldn't tell the difference. So we're getting to the point now where I don't know what to believe when I see it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, they're called deep fakes, right? And
yeah.
Kind of correlating. So this is Digital Inclusion Week. This is actually also Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Yes.
And this week is also Mental Health Awareness Month. And so when you talk about AI and scams and just the stuff that are out there, that can lead to mental health issues, mental illness, and just a lot of different things, negative effects that come from, you know, being attacked or just fooled in various areas.
Elderly people always getting scammed.
Yeah.
And it's not just elderly, but yeah, a lot of them getting scammed. They hear these scams and they say, oh, that sounds good. Before they know it, their savings is wiped out.
Yeah.
You know, I tend not to fall for that stuff, but
The scammers get creative, and unfortunately, they use their powers for evil sometimes. And it's not, there's a stigma, oh, it's a certain demographic or a certain age group of people. But really, it could affect CEOs just as much as a custodian or kids, you know, it's crazy.
So I know.
That's the importance of being aware and staying empowered through the changes and the things that are going on around us. And so I invite you all to come on out, say hi to us on Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30.
And find out how not to get scammed.
Yes, to find ways to be empowered and to keep track of your cybersecurity awareness.
And you can lock yourself in your bedroom, shut the door, not turn on anything, and people could still scam you without you knowing. I watch these YouTube videos all the time of people getting fake checks, going to the bank, wiping out people's, and luckily the people at the banks and so forth, they catch them. They know, I said, this is, doesn't sound right, because they know the person.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of banks and credit unions, you know the people who come in and you recognize them, and this person ain't that person. So they catch it. But people always trying to scam.
Yeah. I want to shout out my Racine team. I see them all the time doing that, catching fraudsters and
fraudsters. That's our fraud. That's what I'm looking for.
We like to joke that we're like Cheers. When you come into Marine and our offices, we call them financial empowerment centers. When you come into our financial empowerment centers, everyone knows your name. You're greeted with a smile and there's always a place for you. And so, yeah, shout out to them because they catch those criminals. We have an awesome fraud team that really is diligent in making our members and community safe.
Let's talk about some of the workshops you have at the Racine Public Library.
Oh, that's some of my favorite things to talk about. In addition to that fun free community event at the Racine Literacy Council on Wednesday, if you want to stop by before at the Racine Library, October 8th from 1 to 3 p.m., I'll be leading a workshop about building financial strength as a family. So just finding ways to have healthy discourse and strategies and really getting the full family involved in financial wellness and financial empowerment. In addition to that, on October 21st, we're going to be discussing Roadmap to Generational Wealth, and that's from 3 to 5 p.m. So would also love to shout out the amazing Racine Library. They're a great resource to our community and definitely promote digital inclusion, but just also financial empowerment as a whole. And I've been blessed to do workshops twice a month since this whole year. So there's also some coming up in November and December. So a lot of exciting topics and some of which we're going to be talking about today, you know, navigating the holiday season and how to best be prepared.
And don't wait until you're 60 years old to say, well, you know, it's time to get ready for retirement. Let's see what we can do. No, 60's late. You got to start doing a lot earlier than that. And I was very fortunate where I worked for companies like this one back in the 90s that had 401ks. That had profit sharing. So I was able to actually start my retirement when I was like 30 years old. And, you know, my wife and I put it together early on in our lives. And now, but you can't wait until you're 60 years old. It doesn't work like that. You got to start when you're younger than that, unless you plan on hitting the lottery, but don't plan on that because it never works out.
Hey, we talked about that last time. Hopefully you stayed off the scratch-offs there, Don.
We're talking to Aaron McCollum. Aaron's from Racine, Marine Credit Union. He is the Racine Community Lead. You know, everything's radio. People can pronounce every word. There are two words I can't pronounce in all my career, Saturday and community. I can say it slowly, but if it's in a sentence, I can't say it. People say, well, announcers can say anything. I can't say community, and I can't say Saturday. And God help me if both words are in the same sentence. I'm going to say, we have a community event on Saturday. Whoa! Who put them in the same sentence there? So Aaron's with me here. We're talking about a whole bunch of community events, but here's something I want to hit upon. We're coming up to the holiday season, and people just, they want to be good to their spouses. They want to be good to their friends. They want to be good to their children, buying whatever they want. Just load up that credit card debt, and when come January, they get a shocker. They said, did we really spend that kind of money? Yes. And if you don't pay it off, the interest, what are they charging interest today? 18%, 20%, what are they?
If you're lucky, on average, as of early 2025, the average credit card interest rate was 27.81%.
Al Capone went to prison for charging that kind of rate. 27%. I can't imagine that. Okay. How do you do this? How do you buy presents for all your loved ones and not go into credit card debt?
Right. And I'm a firm believer of making memories and not making debt, right? The holidays are supposed to be about spending time with loved ones and enjoying family and the things that matter most to you, right? And unfortunately, a recent study by NerdWallet shared that Americans on average spend $17 billion a year as a whole on gifts, and then $46 billion on travel. And that's a lot, right? And over 27% don't actually have a strict holiday budget. So I think there's talking about building financial strength as a family, finding ways to make the holidays matter most, you know, meaningful gifts, making experiences. I tell you right now, when I was in college, my favorite gift to this day that I've received on Christmas was the fact that my grandfather bought or paid 1 month of my car payment. And that was mattered so much to me. I was a broke college kid and he paid a car payment for me. So it doesn't have to be crazy, right? Like things that are practical, things that are going to be useful and impactful to you. And instead of, you know, random t-shirts or video games or whatever that thing is, maybe, you know, offer to pay your kid's utility bill or get some groceries, right? Those small, meaningful things can build the conversation and do things together.
You know, back on a Father's Day, back when I was in kindergarten, I'm not going to tell you the year, but it was a long time ago. We had to make Father's Day gifts. And the teacher said, bring in an old juice can and she'll handle the rest. So we brought in juice cans and she gave us velvet, like a felt. And we covered it in felt. And then we did cutouts of little felt figures on there. And I gave it to my father. I'll tell you the year. It was 1960. Gave it to him in 1960. And when he retired in the late 70s, it was still sitting on his desk at work. Then he brought it home. And until 2000-something, it was still sitting on his shelf at home. Now it's sitting on my shelf. And I once asked him, I said, why did you save it? He goes, because you made it for me. Back in 1960, when you were 6 years old, you made it for me. All the gifts I bought my father have come and gone. That one meant more to him than anything else. And I still have it sitting on my shelf. What's that?
I said, you're going to make me cry.
It's sitting on my shelf at home. I will never get rid of it. And I told my daughter, when I'm gone, I want you to take that.
That's amazing.
And the funny thing is, I lifted up the felt, and I don't recognize the juice company. they're long gone. But that lives on, and he used it. And here my father was an executive at a big company, and it sat on his desk, this big desk he had. And here's that little velvet thing. It didn't match anything on the desk. And it was his pencil where he kept his pencils and pens.
Talk about making memories and not debt, right? That didn't cost you anything. You're reusing, no. You're recycling. That 10-cent can is now a family heirloom, yeah. Right? And the conversations and the memories, your grandkids are going to hear that story. And it's just so powerful. I remember when I was a kid, I was in first grade and I made a little rug, you know, with the hands, you paint your hands and the feet for my grandparents. And that was on, I was in first grade and my grandmother had that up until she passed. And it's still in the family. And those small little things matter so much because we made it. It's heartfelt, right?
Yeah.
Or hey, let me just take you out to dinner and just have a great conversation as opposed to get you this thing. Let me not just give you a gift card to this restaurant, but let me just have an experience with you. Or let's go on a family road trip or whatever that thing is.
You know, my wife, last year or the year before, for the holidays, she got me a set of wooden hangers. And at first I said, this is it? She gave me like 12 hangers. You know what? I'm glad she did. I use them every day.
Exactly.
And they're in my closet, and I was using these old wire hangers. I'm glad she spent the money on these beautiful wooden hangers, and my clothes hang better in the closet. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. As we get older, it's the little things in life, right? And when we're young, we're very materialistic, and as we get older, as I say that, I'm only 31, but, you know, it's the little things. It's that small painting. It's that handcrafted thing by your kiddos, and, you know, 9% of Americans prioritize gift buying over paying their bills, like a utility bill or a car payment.
But if you have the money, you can go out and spend it. I mean, if you have the money for that PlayStation you want to get your kid, well, do it if you got it. But don't go into debt over it.
That's because, the thing.
Right? Yeah, if you got it, you know, if you save for it. Here's one thing I was going to ask you this. This is in my notes. Christmas clubs. Do they have those anymore?
Yeah, yeah. And whether it's a Christmas club savings account or a separate savings account, right? Start early, start often, not just for retirement, but for Christmas shopping or holiday shopping.
Well, the way it used to be, I remember when I was a kid, you used to pay 11 payments and the last payment the financial institution made. That's how they did it. You make 11, we make the 12th.
Wow, that's cool.
And now they just give you interest on it. But that was the way it was done. So if you paid like $10, whatever you put in, they matched the 12th payment. And it was kind of neat. And then you took it out in November and you spent it. It wasn't a lot, but at least it was something.
It's something.
But they say they still have them, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of great opportunities to come up with savings and really put a plan to place. And I think that's what it really comes down to is having that, not a budget, but really goal for what you want to spend in the holiday season.
So everything we talked about is at where now? Because I want people just tuning in. Is it at marinecu.com?
Yes, we have an awesome financial education hub, learning hub. So marinecu.com.
So everything we talked about, I want people to know that. I just caught the tail end of that.
Yeah, you can come also to our Racine Library workshops. I'll be talking about preparing for the holiday season on November 11th from 5 to 7. So
November 11th is coming up.
Mark your calendar. It's going to be here before we know it. We're going to be seeing
snow. It was just 81 degrees yesterday.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Coming next month again, huh?
Can't wait. It's going to be a great time.
All right. Aaron McCullum from he's the Racine Community Lead at Marine Credit Union. Boy, it's tough being an announcer, huh?
Yeah. Can I give one more plug?
Sure, go ahead.
We're very passionate about community, and I know it's hard to think about winter time already since it was just 80, but we have our third annual warm-up with Marine, and this is a great opportunity as we're preparing for the winter season and cleaning out our closets to donate some new or used winter items, from hats and coats and scarves or boots, anything that you don't have a need for. We're actually collecting at our financial empowerment centers, not just in Racine, but throughout our whole field of membership, in partnership and support of Salvation Army. So feel free to stop on in our office, and we'll be happy to put those to good use. Warm up with Marina.
Man, we used to have coats for the children here. People need this stuff. Not everybody can afford a new coat.
They're very expensive.
They are. You'll see the schmata I'm walking around with over here. I should get a new coat. I keep it hanging in the back so no one can see it.
Well, come on in.
Try some on. Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming in. You're a good guy. And Marine Credit Union does good work for the community. I like that a lot.